John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You are listening to HHS bonus content from the Hillbilly Horror Stories Network. This bonus content is released during the week for your listening pleasure while awaiting the release of Sunday's actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episode. All bonus content will be listed as HHS Presents or HHS Midweek, while the actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episodes will have only an episode number and the title listed, for example, 187, The Kentucky Vampires. Those episodes are a longer deep dive into a particular subject. If you are new to the show and the bonuses aren't your style, give the full-length episode a try. Enjoy! Hillbilly Youngins is intended for a younger listening audience.
Hey, I'm Kristen, and Jerry and Tracy are my parents.
Hi, I'm Dakota, and Jerry and Tracy are my grandparents.
And we are... The Hillbilly Youngins.
Hey guys, Kristen and Dakota will be with you in just a couple of seconds. I just wanted to tell you that they are working with an all-new studio setup in their new house. And it looks like we might have had a little bit of difficulty with it recording a little bit too loud. So I've adjusted it. It should sound okay, but if you notice a little bit of difference in sound, that should be corrected by next week. So without further ado, here is Kristen and Dakota.
Hey guys, it's Kristen
and Dakota,
and this is episode 23 of Hillbilly Youngins.
You always wait for me to say something and I never know what to say.
Awkward. Today, Dakota, let's tell our friends where we're recording.
In our new house, at our kitchen table.
Yeah.
That's our setup, because we barely even eat at the table.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, we do.
We eat at the table every night.
We literally we only ate it today.
We did today, because we had spaghetti, and I didn't want to get spaghetti sauce on the new couch.
But I don't like sauce, so I was good.
Happy Jerry sent us, set us up with our own recording stuff. And now we can do it at our house.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to go to their little recording studio.
Which is pretty sick, by the way. They turned Mom's room into, like, the coolest thing ever. I never realized how small your room was till they did that.
I know. So I'm sure a lot of you guys know that I was staying with Mom and Jerry for a while. and we just bought a new house. And... Mm-hmm. The room, my bedroom, is now their new recording studio. And at first I was, like, really sad because it was empty. And then I go in there, and Jerry already has it, like, pimped out. And I'm like, wow, you guys just couldn't wait to get rid of me, huh?
That's what I said, too.
But I'm totally joking because I know that they miss me like crazy, and I miss them like crazy. But this room is so cool. I don't know if he showed them a video of it yet, so I don't want to ruin it. But it's so cool. It's like, just, I don't want to ruin it in case he hasn't shown you guys yet.
Before we do the story, let's tell them about our new features for the house.
Yes. Today our story is going to be based off of our new additions. And it's going to be on pet cemeteries because, tell them why, Dakota.
We got two new kittens. Say meow. Say hi, Iris.
Meow. That was me.
She doesn't meow a whole bunch.
She's still little. We got two new cats for our house.
One's
a male. We brought Freddie Mercury over here, who is our cat. And he did not do very well. He missed... being at my mom's house very much. And, of course, my mom was devastated because she loves Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to get joint custody. And we let Freddie stay there. And we get to visit him on the weekends.
Right.
And we went out and got us two new cats. We have a male. His name is Ares.
He's about
named after
months.
The god of war.
I
He's about 3 months. And then we have Iris. And
she's a calico.
She's a calico. And we named her, I think Iris means like hope and wisdom and a bunch of weird crap, but we were actually in the car and the Goo Goo Dolls song Iris came on and I was like, ooh, Iris, that's a good name. So that's kind of where that came from.
Well, if you hear any meowing, just it's
yeah,
Iris
we're holding
freaking
them right
out.
Now. Well, the reason that I chose Pet Cemeteries...
Because you want them to die?
No, because Ares, the older male cat, is psychotic.
He's playful.
That's
why I like
him. He is so playful, which is great, but he... When we first brought him here, was so evil, and he hissed, and he would try to kill Iris, and he would, like, run everywhere, and he tries to get in your face, and he bites at you, and I'm like, why don't we name this guy Church after the
and I was like,
cat from Pet
not.
Cemetery, because he came back and was, like, totally evil. I'm like, man, we should have named him Church, because this cat is, like...
Ares is reckless enough.
Well, because of that, of course, you know me, and I went automatically to Pet Cemetery once I thought of Evil Cat. I was like, hey, let's do our shows on Pet Cemeteries. And there are for real Pet Cemeteries out there.
I know.
Isn't that weird? I found quite a bunch, but I just wrote a story about a few.
Okay.
All right. So I got a lot of my information from funeralwise.com, and here's our first story. This one is all over the place. I'm going to warn you. I was taking down notes, and the whole time I was doing it, I'm like, what in the heck? What? Oh, my God, what? And you'll see why. It is located at the Toca Plantation in St. Bernard Parish, Louisiana. Louisiana.
Home of Popeyes.
We did that last time we did a story on Louisiana.
I love that chicken from Popeyes.
Yeah.
Louisiana.
In 1845... plantation owner Felipe, I don't know, there's an E on the end, so I'm going to say Felipe, Toca murdered Gilbert Leonard in a duel shootout.
Why?
I guess that's like where they like back away or like walk forward with their backs to each other, and then they turn around and they shoot, and whoever dies is the winner or the loser.
That's really dumb.
I guess that's what they're talking about. The second murder was by a Grace Wynn. In 1931, Grace left her husband and fled with her young daughter and met up with an old lover. 3 years later, Grace killed her lover's wife. I don't even know, some Jerry Springer stuff, I guess. And they put her in a mental institution, and then she fled with her daughter to New Orleans, where they opened up a flower shop. They moved to a large, creepy house in the middle of Toca Plantation. She then started her own dream project, a pet cemetery.
Why is that?
Who aspires to do that? You know what? My lifelong dream is to bury dead animal carcasses in the yard. But
disgusting.
This woman must have been smart because she made a killing. There were more than 5,000... Literally. There were more than 5,000 animals buried there. Dogs, cats, parakeets, parrots, rabbits...
I do have a really, really good parrot impression. But I don't want your all's eardrums to bleed, so I'm not going to do it.
We'll do it here in a minute. Monkeys, hens, a cheetah...
Oh, my God!
And a boa constrictor. Some graves cost as much as $2,000.
That's ridiculous.
I guess they must really love their animals. Do your parrot impression.
Okay.
That was really good. Addis was, Polly, do you want a cracker? All right. In 1940... Dorothy, Grace's daughter, is a grown woman at this point, and like mother, like daughter, apple didn't far fall from the tree. It didn't fall far from the tree. And she killed her husband.
Oh my goodness.
In 1976, Dorothy remarried, and Later, her new husband was found on the land shot to death.
That's ridiculous.
God, these people are nuts. Now, this one's kind of sickening. Sickening.
That's what Addison said.
1985, Dorothy herself was found dead.
Ooh.
By the
tables have turned.
I know. How the table, or also the all in the office, they say, how the turntables. Michael Scott. Dorothy was found close to the Mississippi River. She was wrapped in chains.
Oh, man.
And had a plastic bag around her head. Her killer was one of the property caretakers. Man, she must have not been a popular girl on campus. So that was the story of that. What did I tell you? Was that on like everywhere?
It was crazy.
So I'm assuming it went on this tangent about how psychotic the owners were.
Yeah, pest cemetery.
But I'm assuming from the fact that there are psychotic people that own the pet cemetery, that people were murdered on the land, and the combination of 5,000 different animals buried, you know, why right. not?
It's super haunted.
Exactly.
Out of nowhere, just here.
This one's funny. Oh my gosh. This pet cemetery is located in Disneyland. It's only seen when using the wheelchair ramp that is leading into the Haunted Mansion, which I guess is a ride. I don't know.
We've never been to Disneyland.
We ain't got the money like that. Maybe one day. In the cemetery, you can see a dog, cat, skunk, and frog statue. Now, this is the funny part. They have graves, and they say funny things on them. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Here's one example. In memoriam, Miss Kitty. After losing 8 lives, you still had no fear. You caught a snake in your 9th, and that's why you are here. And here's another one. R.I.P. Bully. You didn't drink. You didn't smoke. I just can't figure what made you croak.
My goodness.
Oh, my God. I want something like that on my headstone. That's hilarious. All right. That's pretty much all.
Well, people would think that were terrible for laughing at your grave.
Don't laugh. It's not funny. Stop laughing.
I'm not laughing.
Dakota, why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing. Why are you laughing?
I'm just kidding. I'm just messing. Okay, this next one.
Clearly.
I know. Bubastis. Egypt. Ancient Egyptian cats.
We worship cats.
This one's weird. In 10th century BC, cats were huge in Egypt. They were like the thing, the new fad.
They were like the presidents.
The fashiasta. In 450 BC, Herodotus, I guess, visited a temple in Egypt where he said there were many cats cared for by temple priests with their, you know, cat necessities donated by the pilgrims. The population was huge, and to moderate the population, there were sacrificial culling of kittens.
Man.
They mummified these cats or kittens and sold them to pilgrims as relics.
Said to
be haunted relics. You just gotta see these pictures of this mummified cat. It's crazy looking.
I'm not going to. Absolutely not. No.
In the 20th century, a burial site was exhumed and they found over 720 cubic feet of cat remains. Yeah. So that's about 3 little summarized stories
of pet cemeteries.
Oh, you looked at my notes earlier and you were like, wow, that's a long one. Maybe next time you could do a little research. Help a mother out. You say no.
No.
Well, what do you think of the pet cemeteries? And one, what did you think of it? And two, would you build a pet cemetery for Freddy, Aries, Iris, Ninja, Ramen and Noodle?
Oh, my God. Well, I think it's a good idea, you know, because they're just setting down, like, their animals. Because, I mean, if they die, where are you going to put it? Bury it out back? I mean, that's just not... No.
Well, you could do, like, what Happy did when we had the bird and tried to flush it down the toilet. Oh, did you know that? I mean, that never happened. What? What happened? You were saying?
I See, you got Iris freaked out. Scratching me. Right. Anyway, but I think it's a good idea because they are, like, laying down to rest in a peaceful place. Mm-hmm. And I would probably do that, yeah. And they would be, like, very comfortable, too.
Would you want... This is so sickening to even have this conversation.
Right.
Would you want, like, a big family plot where all of us and our animals were all buried together?
Absolutely not.
No?
That would be scary, no.
You would be ground at that point.
I guess, but we would have to be next to each other, but not, like...
I would want all of our loved ones buried in the same area. That way, you know, we would all be together. Or you can just cremate me.
Maybe.
I saw this thing once where this boy I knew that I worked with, his father passed away. It was so mm-hmm. sad. And they cremated him. And they can put your ashes in a biodegradable urn. And you plant it in the ground, and it grows into a cherry blossom tree.
Really?
But then what happens if somebody chops down the tree? Or there's a wildfire?
Why would you even think that?
I don't know, because my mind just does those things. Like, I think, I'm like, oh, wow, that's cool. And then I think of 10 horrible negative things that can happen.
Iris, do you want to be famous? What do you say to that?
Iris, let the world hear your roar.
Hold on, I'm trying to get her to...
Iris, you guys, she's so cute. She literally is like two handfuls. She's so tiny. Oh, there she goes! Did you hear her? Oh, I'm asking you guys, like, you can answer me. Meow. That was me.
Like, shaking her.
I'm trying to get her going. Meow. I'm trying to get her to have a cat combo. Iris.
Say hi, Iris.
Say meow.
Say hi.
Say
hi.
Meow. Say purr. Okay, she's not going to talk. She's nervous. She's camera shy.
There's no cameras.
Microphone.
Ow! Talking. She's scratching.
Now she's scratching Dakota. So on that note, we're going to wrap it up. I hope you guys liked our story. And we will talk to you guys next week for episode 24. We hope you all... We hope you guys have a nice weekend. We hope y'all have a great weekend. And we love y'all. Stay safe. Bye.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Kids, just a quick reminder that bullying is not okay.
If you are bullying someone, you should be ashamed of yourself.
If you are being bullied, please tell your teacher, your counselor, or your parents.
Remember to check out the website www.pacerkidsagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.pacerkidsagainstbullying.org. Bye!
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.